You're listening to episode 52 of Burning Brightly, Riding the Business Roller Coaster. This is Burning Brightly, a podcast for Christian moms who are feeling called to build a business and share their light with the world. I'm Bonnie Wiscom, a life coach, mom, and entrepreneur. And I'm honored to be your guide as you face this business building adventure full of highs, lows, and everything in between. This is where we help each other find the courage to shine. Hey friends, today's episode is going to be really fun because I'm going to teach you all the highs and lows of riding the business roller coaster and what that means, some of the pitfalls that we encounter as we start businesses, and what makes us want to quit. So there are very specific phases that we go through when we build a business. It's human nature. You cannot escape them, I promise, because I've built lots of businesses and it happens every single time. But knowing this information and doing some self-coaching or getting coached by another coach will help you push through the tough phases, but it's really important that you understand what these are. Now, the first thing I want to teach you is something called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And this is something a business coach taught me a while ago. It is a psychological phenomenon where people believe they are better at something than they actually are. And it's kind of the opposite of imposter syndrome, but it actually comes up for a lot of us when we first start a business. Most of us fall prey to this somewhere in the beginning of business, sometimes not right away because we realize, oh, there actually is a lot to learn. But very often it is somewhere in those beginning stages where you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. So we begin this business journey and this Dunning-Kruger effect sets in. We get certified as a coach maybe, or we get our first client and we're like, oh yeah, I'm kind of competent in this. This is going to be easy. We start thinking that maybe we're just a few steps away from success and we start waiting for the money to just roll in. We hear everybody else's stories of immediate success or pretty quick success. And we think, all right, it's just a matter of time. But the fact is that the difference between a brand new coach and one with a handful of clients is really just a few months and a little bit of dumb luck. So I'm not telling you this to make you feel discouraged, but rather just to acknowledge that there is always something we should be learning. That even at the very beginning, when you're thinking, oh gosh, yeah, this is going to be exciting, this is going to be fun, to just remember that there is never going to be a time in your business that you're going to stop learning. There's never going to be a time when you know everything and when things are easy. Again, this isn't meant to be discouragement, but rather we're always learning and growing no matter where we are. So this also helps us realize that the end of our journey, there really is no end of the journey, but when we accomplish the thing we're trying to accomplish, whatever money we want to make or however many clients we want to have, that we're going to have more things to learn, more things to improve upon. Okay. That's just a constant learning and growing process. So what I like to do is acknowledge that when one thing works in my business, I celebrate it, but then I look at it and I analyze the data immediately. I'll ask myself, okay, what went well? What didn't? What will I do different next time? What else will I do if I try something similar and I don't get the same results, right? Maybe I had a little success and I try it again and all of a sudden the results are different. To not let that get me down, but just acknowledge, okay, I'm going to have to maybe change things up. Just kind of always assume you're a beginner, but also have the confidence in your ability to learn any new thing. I know that's kind of a fine line to walk, right? Not fall prey to imposter syndrome. I'll never figure this out. I can't do it. I'm not good enough, but also not fall prey to this Dunning-Kruger effect, right? Where we're like, I'm good. Yeah, I think I got this. Because the fact of the matter is there's always something new to learn. So have confidence in your ability to learn any new thing and acknowledge that the new things will keep coming over and over and over. And that's what I love about entrepreneurship, honestly. So let's go back to the roller coaster of business. Where does this fall? Well, it's right at the beginning, of course, right? When things are exciting and fun. When you do a roller coaster, 9 times out of 10, there is a big hill at the beginning, right? And you get to the top really, really quickly because they want you to get your adrenaline going. They want you to get really excited. If you've ever been on the Incredicoaster at Disney's California Adventure, it has a really fun start. It's one of my favorite roller coasters because it shoots you at a high speed up that first mountain, right? There's no suspense. There's a little suspense before you get started, but it shoots you very rapidly up that first hill. And that's kind of like building a business. We have an idea and boom, nothing can stop us, right? We're like on the computer researching all the things and we're all of a sudden telling everybody, ideas are flowing. Maybe we invest a little bit of money, websites, logos, telling people. We're just on top of the world with all the things that are going right for this idea, right? You just can't stop thinking about it. But the roller coaster of business contains more than one step, more than that, just initial excitement. There are actually 5 steps of entrepreneurship. I read about this multiple places on the internet, but the names of these stages I'm taking from Alex Hormozi, how he refers to them, because I think they're pretty brilliant. But this first step, that first initial exciting hill of the roller coaster, is called uninformed optimism, for obvious reasons, right? We have no clue what we're doing and we don't care. It's a blast, and we can hardly sleep with all the ideas and all the excitement that's pumping through our body. Right here, that Dunning-Kruger effect is in full force. We have zero clue what it's going to take to make this thing successful, but we know we've got it, and it's going to be amazing, and we can't wait, which is so exciting, right? It's meant to be that way. Now we acknowledge that not every phase in business is going to be like this, but don't be mad at this stage. It's really amazing and it's really fun. It's the reason we start businesses, right? Just like the early dating stage of a relationship. We have no clue how hard marriage is going to be to keep going year after year after year, but we don't care because we're so giddy with the anticipation of seeing this person again. And that's how business is at the beginning. And it's so fun. So don't get angry at this stage when you're just a little bit uninformed. Just be excited, write it out, but acknowledge that things are going to change in a little bit. So we're going to crest that hill of uninformed optimism, and suddenly we're going to find ourselves coasting down the other side. And that is where we find stage two, called informed pessimism. So we're uninformed, we're excited. All of a sudden, we start doing some stuff. It's a little bit harder than we expected. The money's not just pouring right in. The clients aren't magically materializing. It's taking more time, maybe more money, more brain power than we initially expected. And the pessimism sets in a little bit, right? We're eyes wide open a little bit more open anyway. And we're like, oh, dang, this is maybe a little bit harder than I thought. The excitement cools off. And as we learn that this is maybe going to take us a little bit longer than we anticipated, not always as fun as the beginning, which is okay. That's stage two. Okay. But unfortunately, the roller coaster keeps dipping down here to what we call stage three, or what Alex Hormozi calls the Valley of Despair. I love this name so much because it feels just like that. It feels terrible. Everything is set up in your business for success, and you're working your butt off, and you're posting on social media nonstop, and you're telling everyone, and you've seemingly done everything right. And now your brain is like, but nothing is working. Why is nothing working? You're not going to make it work. Everything is broken and you're a failure. And you just want to sit and eat your body weight in cookies. It's the worst. It's disheartening. And frankly, the only thing that sounds good in your business at that stage is to bail, is to leave this business and start something else. Or to maybe quit the niche that you've considered coaching on and start something new, or maybe quit the marketing technique you're using and start something new. You keep thinking back to those good old days of uninformed optimism. It's got to be better than this. And you want to just jump ship. But here's the important thing. When you're in that valley of despair and you choose to do something else, guess where you end up? At the top of another roller coaster that looks exactly the same, with the exciting uninformed optimism, and then in the informed pessimism, and then the valley of despair again. There is no escaping it. You have to push through, because if you don't, you're just going to keep hopping to something new, keep chasing the new high. Again, this might not be a totally different business. It might just be a pivot in your current business because you think it's going to be better somewhere else. And unfortunately, it's just not. We have to push through that valley. So stop looking at all, when you get into the valley of despair, stop looking at all the other business ideas or everyone else's niche and thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much better over there. Look how much money she's making. Look at how successful he is over there. I just need to change. Now, I'm not saying we don't shift things when things, quote unquote, aren't working. We try something new. We do a different webinar or a different marketing tactic, or we try a new social media channel, but we do not make any drastic decisions in the valley of despair because our brain is like, eject, eject, I want out. But if you keep bailing, you never get to move on up the hill again to stage four, which is informed optimism. So uninformed optimism, informed pessimism, that valley of despair that everyone wants to bail from. And then we go up to some informed optimism. And this is where it starts to get fun again. We start to see a little success. Maybe we notice that our message is resonating with people. We likely start to make some money here, and we start having some wins. The excitement comes back in little by little as we gain evidence that it is indeed working. And then finally, that last stage is that of achievement, where we accomplish what we set out to do, whether that's, I don't know, retire our husband or make an extra $1,000 a month, whatever your big goal is, that's where we achieve the thing. And remember, achievement is fun, but it's not better than here. It's just different. We've achieved that goal, but there are other hard things, right? Once we've accomplished that goal, we'll have other challenges. We'll have to manage a team, or we'll have to make sure that we're regularly working on our business. Whereas right now in the Valley of Sorrow, we're just eating our feelings and complaining to anyone who listen. Okay. So acknowledge the achievement doesn't make it better. It's just a little bit easier to deal with because our brain is like, oh, look, there's evidence that what we're doing is working. Now, here's the other important thing to know. This roller coaster does not happen once, even in the same business. It happens over and over again, at least in my business. And I'm thinking it probably will in yours. The good part is that the dips just get smaller. Okay. So the highs are a little bit tempered. The lows are a little bit tempered. The valley of despair is never quite as miserable as that first time. But this happens every time I launch a program, every time I make a significant goal. I see this happen over and over. I personally have also started 5 different businesses. So I've been on this roller coaster a lot of times. And I've seen this cycle happen in a variety of industries. It's not just coaching. It's everywhere. It's human nature. It's going to happen no matter what. So let's talk for just a minute about this valley of despair. How do we ensure that we do not bail when the time comes and we find ourselves here at the bottom? Well, there are 3 main steps, okay? The first one is awareness and acknowledgement. That's where we are. The second one is compassion and curiosity. And the third one is coaching ourselves or getting coached by someone else. So that first one, the awareness is just knowing that this exists. So just listening to this is going to teach you that this exists. The acknowledgement part is knowing that you're in it. Once you're there, you have to be like, oh, I remember Bonnie was talking about that valley of despair. I think that's what this is because I feel like crap and I want to bail and everything is failing. So it's very easy to hear about this, not so easy to be inside that valley of despair and feel like everything is failing. But being aware of it reminds us that we aren't failing and our business isn't broken, but this is just normal. This is expected. Ride it out and it will get better. Number 2, the compassion and the curiosity piece. These are hallmarks of good coaching, right? Being really compassionate, really curious about yourself or the person you are coaching. They're absolutely required to become a successful, happy, fulfilled business owner. You cannot blame yourself for all the things that are going quote unquote wrong. If you remember episode 48 with my friend Danny Fake, where she talks about parts work, this is where we're going to step into that role of authentic self that she taught us about. The best friend that you can be to yourself. There's going to be many parts in your brain doing different jobs. Your authentic self is going to be the one who's going to be in charge of them all and the best friend to them all. She's the big sister, right? Who puts her arm around everybody, around the fear and the indecision and the imposter syndrome and says, I see your suffering. I get it. And I know it's hard, but just stick with me. We'll pull through. She's the one that everybody else looks up to and goes, okay, if she's not panicked, I won't panic. We'll make it, right? That's the compassion piece. The curiosity piece puts that authentic self in the driver's seat. And she gets curious, like, what's fear doing here? Why is she so freaked out about what's happening here? She is learning from those other parts in the brain and trying to figure out, where is this coming from? Do I want to keep allowing this imposter syndrome or overwhelm to stick around? Is it benefiting me in any way? It might be, but also I'm going to keep in charge. I'm going to keep hold of the wheel and make sure that none of them run us amok. Finally, number 3, get coaching. Either do your own self-coaching or get coached by somebody else. That looks like running that model, the one I call the head, heart, hands model on your thoughts and on your feelings. Go back to episode 20 if you don't know how to do a model. But I like to start with the heart, the emotion, because it's very often so much easier to identify emotions than it is to identify thoughts. So what am I feeling? What thought is causing this feeling? Why am I thinking this? What is this thought helping me do? Because your brain always thinks thoughts for a reason. Do I want to stay here? If not, how can I loosen the grip that this thought has on me? All right. So those stages of business, that roller coaster looks like this. Uninformed optimism, number 1. Number 2, informed pessimism. Number 3, that valley of despair. This is where most people bail and try to go find green grass somewhere else, but they just find more of the same. Number 4, informed optimism, likely where you start making money and have some success. And then number 5, achievement. And again, you're not going to feel 1,000 times better over there, remember, because circumstances don't change our feelings, but you will have some evidence that it's working. So it does make it easier to get through those future valleys of despair as long as you keep going. So step into that valley of despair and all the other parts that come with building a business. It's so fun. And if you manage your mind, it's totally doable and enjoyable, even when you're feeling a little bit miserable. You just get curious. You just get compassionate. You just pay attention and push your way through it. Just keep going because the only way to fail is to quit. Okay, friends, I'll talk to you next week. Are you ready to start or grow your dream business? Click the link in the show notes to download the free starter guide to building a business or to schedule a free coaching call with me. And if you loved this episode, don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend who might be feeling the call to burn a little brighter.